now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed and finally feel has begun with you.
This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Turnout on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the WGXC Catskill Studio to learn about Wavefarms WGXC, tour the studio, record a station ID or PSA, or pick up a sticker. The WGXC Catskill Studio is located at 393 Main Street in Catskill. Come on by for a visit and see how you can get involved in your local community radio station.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Robert of Fullerton, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the June 2025 edition of Boat Radio on WGXC. My name is Chris Funkhauser, and as you may be aware, WGXC, Radio for Open Ears, is in the midst of its Summer Ripples Make Waves pledge drive. We are aiming for 250 donations at any rate you can afford. And for now, just let me inform you that the best way to make your donation is to head over to wgxc.org/donate and follow the instructions you find there. Then be sure to tell others to do the same so your ripple becomes part of a wave we can ride for the next year and beyond. Each and every program on the station strives to provide important and expertly curated content, and WGXC is indeed a rare thing to find on the airwaves of streaming or through our vast program archives. This show has, for 10 years now, featured about 80 live interviews with poets and writers, and has presented about 40 programs stemming from poetry recordings I've made and preserved for over 3 decades. We would be unable to keep it going without listener support, your support, so please do what you can to help us out. Okay, while I am enthused about WGXC and the work we do here and am hoping you will support us, there's also a strong sense of gravity to tonight's program as we recently, tragically, lost our dear friend Cole Heinowitz, an amazing person and a multifaceted scholar and artist. Cole was a major supporter and contributor to Poet Radio. Listeners of the program most recently heard a couple of excerpts from a May 2024 reading in Great Barrington on the show last June. Before that, she could be heard as part of Carla Harriman's July 2023 performance at Flowchart Foundation. Cole was a featured guest on the program in March 2022, and her work was also part of the March 2020 program as a participant in the Subterranean Poetry Festival that year. As half of the band Satan's Black Acid, she performed in the studio in April 2019. All of these programs can be heard via WGXC's archives. And we're going to start by dipping into that archive now to hear Cole reading Ralph Waldo Emerson on his birthday in Great Barrington on Memorial Day weekend 2024.
But what strikes us in the fine genius is that which belongs of right to everyone. Let us speak plainly and with no false humility. The humility which is the ornament of man in the presence of the ideal good and fair is not to cloud his perception of that energy which he is. A man should know himself for a necessary actor. A link was wanting between two craving parts of nature, and he was hurled into being as the bridge over that yawning need, the mediator betwixt two else unmarriageable facts. His two parents held each one of the wants, and the union of foreign constituents in him enables him to do gladly and gracefully what the assembled human race could not have sufficed to do. He knows his own materials. Everywhere he applies himself to his work. He cannot read, he cannot think, he cannot look, but he unites the hitherto separated strands into a perfect cord. What are the thoughts we utter but the reason of our incarnation? To utter these thoughts, we took flesh, missionaries of everlasting word which will be spoken. Should not a man be sacred to himself and to men? Is it for him to account himself cheap and superfluous, or to linger by the wayside for opportunities? Did he not come into being because something must be done which he and no other is? And does If only he sees, the world will be visible enough. He need not study where to stand, nor to put things in favorable lights. In him is the light. From him all things are to their center illuminated. What patron shall he ask for employment and reward? Here too was he born, to deliver the thought of his heart from the universe to the universe. To do an office which nature could not forego, nor he be discharged from rendering, and then emerge again into the holy silence and eternity out of which, as a man, he arose.
That was Cole Heinowitz's poignant reading of Emerson's The Method of Nature, excerpted from last June's Poet Radio program. It should be mentioned that you can watch this reading on Cole's YouTube channel and also hear it in full on my Soundbox archive. While it's painfully bittersweet to hear all of the recordings I've selected for the show today, I feel it's also important to share them, to share bits of her incredible output during this time of great sorrow as we process this unfathomable loss. Hearts out to her family, her many friends, and to Stephen. Let us celebrate her now in all ways. Okay. Before proceeding, two things. First is that this Ripples Make Waves pledge drive has a somewhat different orientation than drives we've had in recent years. This time around, we're not focusing on obtaining sustaining supporters, but are seeking donations of any size. This is not because we don't like monthly donors, we do, but because we're hoping to engage with as many people as possible. If you wish to donate specifically to this program, Poet Radio, I do have a special premium to offer, reinstating a personal pledge drive premium that I've extended in the past. I habitually make poetry and other types of recordings, and I'm offering to make digital recordings of anyone in the Hudson Valley area. For every dollar you donate to the station, I record for that many minutes. So, for example, if you donate $60 to this program, you get an hour of portable studio quality recording time at the location of your choosing. Think about it. And if you are interested, please email info@wavefarm.org. For all other pledges, you can head over to wgxc.org/donate and follow the directions there. Also, I wanted to say a bit more about my association with our dear friend Cole. Cole and I met in late 1994, though she and I didn't really begin connecting until the winter of 2019, when I saw her perform in Kingston with the band she founded with William Staples, Satan's Black Acid. For a number of reasons, I was impressed by what they did and invited them to play on this program 2 months later. Here's a nice segment from that performance, including their piece Song for Jeremy, also housed on WGXC's archive.
The current pulled me down to sound my darkest parts. Taste developed into random love. She'd rather say she won't be treated that way, and makes her faces out of clay. Taste developed random choice to warn us of the past. No dipping into everything in the dark. Some people have fables to organize ideas. Some people have feelings like crystals. She'd rather say I won't be treated that way. And makes her faces out of clay. I want a new translation, a stick to shake at the sun, expanding radiant through the fields. Taste develop glinting words beyond the fable's touch. Pulled me down, tore me from ideas. She'd rather say she won't be treated that way, and makes her faces out of clay. This man. Candade, 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 haste me. Vonea turak, nispi me, natonali, minihin here. Cote dunato, kunte levora. Sopatin hatun veaka kulmai, sintanyat kisim, kuleya sovaan. Kandare, kanturke, kinisman san, oreist miir. Word to those of an animal that enabled him to use sticks for the tail. He had laws or leaves, discs as amulets, and fastening lambskins on grew wing arms, stretched out fruits in the hanging labor of getting new closets to fatten the seed. And he had an urge to get, oh, boldly he stripped the remaining bark about the cleft and threw his tail across the wings to his head. Thus he kept warm, but none would nurse and raise, inseparable from old and dry as sweet plums gradually tighten the heart place. So, finding no wound to pass away, the glove he rewound, tearing the air with his hands to get inside another. You see, sunlight reeks of clay. Kitlish. Dakota me inda. Karanid ve metria. Kalamit ute metrianin. Sinta baru novaya me in soto kansatu. Himale notre inda basortu. Dominia nusobit karam tre nasolek. Dakota se intaba. De monastri sa insadid. Kinule sota menain. Suntare mish comitain. Ontinukala.
That was Cole Heinowitz performing at the WGXC studio, located in Hudson at the time, on a cold April night in 2019. And by the way, though I do not have the statistics of how much material is housed on our station's archive, from which the pieces I've played so far are drawn, but it is extensive and is the sort of thing that requires time, attention, and money to keep afloat. Thus, every so often, as a community-supported radio station, independent, we have to reach out to you, our valued listeners, to chip in and help us maintain all of the beauty that emanates from 90.7 FM and from WGXC.org. As previously mentioned, we are now conducting our Ripples Make Waves fund drive and are asking you for donations of any sort. If you are able, please head over to the website I just mentioned and chip in for this great artistic and cultural cause. Okay, moving on. Later in 2019, I was the curator of the annual Subterranean Poetry Festival, held as always in the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale. Cole was one of the invited performers, and although she showed up just after the event concluded, she did get to read these previously uncirculated poems that were specifically written with a cave theme.
These are two pieces, neither of which are finished. The first one may be more finished than the second. They are still cave, you know? They're still cave. But they're peeking out from there only because they have a larger one to protect them. Litany to be read in a cave. Wonder where this will go. I was going to get some friends to come over and kick the shit out of him and throw him out. If someone developed a rash all over my body, they put me on to get dressed for work, afraid to shower, afraid. School said that to them, they'll be like, oh, word. And he stared at me and said, don't treat me like I'm beneath you. Later, are you f***ing ludicrous doses of lithium, aripiprazole, cariprazine, desvenlafaxine, lamotrigine, carbamazepine, mirtazapine, quetiapine, alprazolam, lorazepam, bupropion, diazepam, vilazodone. Put me on prednisone to get rid of the liver. It was no friends, no nothing. You want me to starve to death out there? Is that what you want? I'll let him stay. In my heart, when they're far away, people who do that are happy. My fell on his knees and begged me to stay. I have nowhere to go, no family, with some kind of art. I think it's more, they put me on more. I felt like I was neither. A little bit of the completely power hungry if they like, but maybe that's why I started. You said ceaselessly and we felt things wrong. I should think more, keep them actively meant, and it's bullshit. Not that I became two people who hated each other when we were doing our job or even to imagine our job. Actually took a deep breath and said, no, what got me here was not, he tried seducing me with how grateful he was to hear Wieners read before he, but that's not what we tried to do. Get your finger up under the tip where you can watch your, I've been to those little towns. I've seen people like that too, but not sleeping and breaking out in hives. Nothing like, you'll let me know when the, failed because we drove ourselves walking alone. I think of him walking me home in the dark and it feels they weren't the only people in the town and these people weren't actors. They actually got up and needed to lay claim to something. If he wasn't going to lose all hope, he was flirting. I came back and told a parasite, a vampire, and a cult leader at war with the world, but I said yes, we made films where you act out vengeance. And a vendetta means I still think about you, frightened by the stillness of giant trees. And when I talk to myself, I know you are listening. An ancient pine across the driveway, through the roof and into, accuse them of abruptly shifts to another self. It's don't. But if I just want to get it down rough, why not use words? I really think it's a trap to kill him. Then why do I keep getting this urge to go back and finish the feel we might slide back into. Ego takes everything. It feels people hate out. Why don't we go to your apartment? It's only good for one thing, he said. Just lay it out like, and it was laying because he answers, I still haven't told you about the good thing. Pretending we're little white mice in the day and only people at, yeah, I can see that stuff is always pouring apart. Well, come on, what are you going to do in a case like that when someone loves chains? And you say, it's a satisfying form of narrative. It wanders off a lot, but we become each other, and I start her like they could help her out, or at least agree that's wicked or insane, but keep repeating under oath, la mia cara sposa, la mia cara sposa, afraid to come home, take off my clothes, a leave of absence, demanding I stand right at the base where his sex meets his trunk. Because of my childhood, I know that sounds outpatient, to talk on the phone, afraid to leave, so it's 3 days in a room with a grown woman screaming, mama, mama, but because my job is too demanding. And I look at him, and then I suddenly couldn't visit, couldn't go out. He would feel a little like my friend, or maybe I screwed up by peeing in the dirty paper cup, shaking their heads as if to say, man, you correct yourself because you never said this before. That's great. I'm doing better too. Questions, talk with questions. Imagine they go back to those images, hear that voice again, feel ashamed of who I am, leading back on the no one's going to die, or like now that I'm hard to write a lot of the time, he said I had the strength, but that even if I denied it, I had to piss in an old Dunkin' Donuts cup half full with cigarette butts, but he would stand over my shoulder all day and tell me what to do, so there really wasn't the guy being forcibly sedated in line for his meds or his nicotine gum, strapped down and chew it anyway. The women look away, can't exchange numbers or anything between what's going on outside them and, no, I made them forget it. And you know, however wild or meandering the paths get, you just, since he was all over me, locked up for walking into other people's homes, so I don't need them anymore, I keep asking, and pour it out the window for 17 years. But most of the time, I'm walking away when I hear from behind, he moved in with me. Not allowed to have friends, no family, not to think about it, say thank you. But I'm sure he asked me to suck his dick, and it smelled, I'll admit, a little, since I saw that in the psych ward like someone, something wanted. I said it, he said, and after that, angry because I treated them like I recovered the use of my arms, contorting my face and screaming inside, oh, right, I use rubbing alcohol when I actually think they're monsters. Only good for fucking. That if he took me there, I had to promise, yeah, that's good. You live around here? Yeah, I am. Well, maybe we'll see you were born that way. Like the guy who remembered he was hit on the head every day with a club by his dad. I don't need to see it to know blood sport. He drank coffee. I drank wine. We went out for smokes in the snow together. We accused my family and friends. Accused. They became, or maybe because he got laid off and the unemployment ran out, I smell. Afraid to eat, afraid to, wouldn't take a shot from the world, and they gagged and stuck it in. I see the thought and just improvise because I know they're going to come to some form of, I'll tell you a funny story one day about how I learned to like the smell of it. And remember, what if it was like the first time I kicked him out? If I don't find some way of getting into normal society, I kicked him out. I begged him to come home, kicked him out, and no, everything's okay. The drugs weren't helping people anymore. They need to be taken to the cave, disemboweled, dismembered, and burned to absolute zero, he used to say. Without organs, nothing can hurt me. All right, and then this is a different kind of cave. It's not so dark, but it's even rougher still. But I'll just read the beginning of it. It's called Cave, and it begins with a quote from Timothy Morton, wrote this book I love called Humankind. This is the quote. Since the difference between life and non-life is neither thin nor rigid, we discover that biology and evolution theory are actually telling us that we coexist with and as ghosts, specters, zombies, undead beings, and other ambiguous entities in a thick, fuzzy middle region excluded from traditional Western logic. Maybe we should start normalizing revolution for quivering, vibrating stillness. This is technically a book of philosophy. All right. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity. It means a lot, and I'm I'm sorry, I missed everyone's reading. Well, anyway, a damp greenish priesthood guards the oxygen disaster, splitting man at the asexual trailhead where bacteria smuggled life into the first unbreathing cells. And on the surface of the dawn, these pure eukaryotic monks parade the sacred rites of volume and extension. The ones dressed as beasts do most of the violence, and the ones dressed as spirits play the victims. From a distance, you can see paradise open like a freight car to receive the harm our thingness makes of us. What great crime, then, taking it another way, repurposing the little baby selfhood built in the stupor of boars trapped between life states as the factual latticework larvae eaten leaves. Such thrift is reckoned righteous under the law, said the cynic with his wink. And shake well before each use. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. So the sea is yellow today. What do I do there? Swallow a clump of rosemary? Run for it? The pipers pipe, the farmers farm, and the fighters fight like they invented function itself. I am not a grain. I am not an itinerant anything. Strange as it is to say, as I speak to you of this, I am trying to conceal my existence from you by impersonating some enlargement of the culture you assign or I imply. I am waiting in line for your seed with the animal prostrate. I can tell what people want to be, and I treat them as if they were. We humorlessly touch each other's race option, hissing species with our lips while touching land. Of course I'd rather be numb to these products, but I'm far too abrupt as the long-gone day sped up from me to take fresh cargo on man torsos gashed on the corner dimension, ragged, hobo, the upholstery red also. And then everything that hasn't actually been typed out of the, brought out of the cave even to this point yet. So that's all I'll read. I think that's probably okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.
That was Cole Heinowitz reading in The Widow Jane Mine in 2019. I played part of her set there and intend to play the rest of the work she read that day on another upcoming WGXC program that will be dedicated to Cole, specific objects, talks on the on art in the Catskills, which is hosted by Miriam Atkin next month. Towards bringing things to the more recent past in a roundabout way, beginning in 2019, my wife Amy Huffnagel and I began a musical collaboration with Cole and others, which was first called Globe, because an interactive globe, an educational toy, was the instrument that Amy decided to play. This ensemble contracted and also expanded over time, continuing through March of this year, when we played our first public concert at the Quadrangle in Staatsburg. On that day, we called ourselves Glob O. The players here are Amy on the globe and the electronic foot massager, Cole on recorder, voice, violin, imbira, and other percussion, myself playing singing bowls, kalimba, kanjo, and nose flute, and towards the end, Abe Etkin joined us on the bass. The performance was unrehearsed and improvised on the spot, and until right now has not been heard by anyone besides the group.
Turn the dial to a game.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, 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 Canada, 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 James, Canada, deepest, Mexico, Greenland, 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 Iceland, Greenland, 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 the Atlantic, United States, United, more than Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, United States, United States, United States, populate, United States, pop, United States, 200, United States, United States, 280 million, United States, 280 million, Greenland, 56,000, Greenland, 56,000, United States, United States, United States, 280 million, Greenland, 56,000, music, Greenland, music. United States, United States, Canada, United, Canada, United, Canada, United, United, Mexico, United, Mexico, United, Mexico, 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 Canada, 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 Mexico, 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 United, 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 Mexico, Canada, Mexico, Canada, Mexico, United, 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 Canada, United, Canada, United States, United, United States, United States, Greenland, 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 United States, Greenland, Russia, Greenland, Russia, United States, Russia, United, Greenland, Russia, Russia, United, Greenland, Russia, Greenland, Russia, United, Greenland, United States, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Touch. Touch your location.
To Canada. New current. High currency.
Touch your location.
Current music. Currency. New for attend. Currency.
Higher. Oh, touch higher. Go higher. Higher. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Go there. Higher. Touch there. Touch your location.
To compare population for a distance
to compare ovulation to population, touch it there.
Music. United States. National anthem. Capital, United States.
Oh, your feet. With your bare feet, walk on the earth now.
That was Glob O's March 2025 set in its entirety on Poet Radio. It's intense and also saddening and also amazing to hear it. And because we made it happen, I sense it's important to broadcast. Cole was a fierce and playful intellectual, unmatched in many ways. And it was indeed exciting and an honor to be amongst her collaborators and friends. May we be ripplers in many ways, and while the spirit of what she did will undulate, I'm sure her drive and force within our lives is already greatly missed and will always be so. And one last time, please allow me to make a pitch for donations. WGXC, the local community radio station you are now listening to, is currently running its Ripples Make Waves pledge drive and are seeking financial contributions from everyone who listens to and enjoys hearing what we broadcast on the station. To be part of this rippling, please head over to wgxc.org/donate and provide what you can. I do hope you have enjoyed the representations of Cole's work I brought out tonight, and that you'll keep eyes and ears out for future tributes to Cole's time passes, including the aforementioned Specific Objects program, hosted by Miriam Atkin, which I believe will air on July 28th at 11 a.m. here on WGXC, 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That's it for now, everyone. Please be well. Hearing sounds recorded at Basilica Hudson. This is the Globo or O Globe or O Glob group in its somewhat expanded form with Pat Gubler, Mayuko Fujino, and Abe Etkin, Cole, and I. Just a little texture for you.
Yeah.